I'm Jackie Pierre.
I'm Joseph Planta.
And we're Two Peas in a Podcast at thecommentary.ca for Monday, November 30th, 2015.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So everyone's talking about refugees coming from Syria, and our country, Canada, is bringing in a number of Syrian refugees over the next couple of months, at least, first 20,000 or so. And
yeah.
And then there'll be more later on, I guess. You know, I mean, the easy question or the thing that I've heard from a lot of people is why are we bringing these people in when we should be housing our own homeless and the sort? But, you know, I read a marvelous piece in the Globe and Mail on Saturday by Stephen Quinn about how we can house the homeless if we want to. We can help native people in this country if we want to. But we don't, for various reasons. We seem to want to help the Syrian refugees, which we should, because they're being displaced by what's happening in their country.
Right.
So it's not an either-or. And I don't know, I mean, you've been hearing obviously you've been hearing about Syrian refugees and they're coming to Canada, but you must hear that argument, too, about why don't we focus on ourselves first.
Oh, yeah, of course. I think that's the obvious first thing that comes to most people's minds, you know, is why can't we clean up our own backyard? And it's a fair question, and it's a conversation to be had, because obviously our own people need some help here.
Sure. Quinn's point was good that, I mean, we can if we wanted to. If we wanted to, you know, help the missing women and make sure that they don't go missing on the Highway of Tears, for example, we could do that. We just haven't. And so if we are...
But why aren't we?
Yeah, so I guess... So that's another question. But, I mean, while we're helping in this emergency in Syria, we can't really just close the door on them. And if we're willing to help them, let's do that. And let's do the other stuff, too.
Right, and I mean... Why not? Let's do both. But it's just, I mean, and then you bring up that question of, so if we can, why aren't we? It's like you can't help but think, is it something about profitability? Is it because there's the hope that we invest in these Syrian refugees?
Yeah, they'll get jobs and they'll pay taxes. Yeah.
Exactly, right? So yeah. Is that the aspect that they're looking at it from? I don't know, but surely there has to be an answer there. There has to be something. Because what else would lead you to want to take in over 20,000 Syrian refugees? Where are we housing these people? And, you know, I know people here that are being displaced from their homes. Some of them are concerned that they're being displaced in order to house these, you know, upcoming Syrian refugees.
Yeah.
So I think it's just, anytime you instill fear in people, like, people are just scared. They don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah, people are scared that we're letting in terrorists, too, at the same time, right?
Yeah, well, like, yeah, you know, nobody knows what's going to happen, and it's just, there's so many unknowns, and when there's unknowns, people start to assume and surmise and make up their own conclusions, and that's never good. And I think that's kind of what's happening, a lot of fear mongering.
Yeah.
And so, like, I don't even feel like educated enough, I guess I could say right now, to even speak fully on the topic, because there's been so much fear mongering in the way, overshadowing the possible facts, that I can't really get a clear aspect of what's going on. But of course, you know, you want to help somebody that's in danger. If it were my family or somebody, you know, from your country or mine or whatever, not, we would hope that, you know, Canada would be able to open arms to them as well. Because at the end of the day, although you and I were born here, our parents did come from somewhere else. So they're essentially refugees too, right?
Yeah, I was thinking that the other day. If let's say there was a war situation here, where would I go?
Right.
And I'd want a country to take me in, I guess.
You'd want to try and get out of here. Naturally, as Canadians, I think we think, I mean, where we are anyway, our first thought is probably our neighbors here, the Americans, right?
Yeah.
But what if they just close their borders to us? Even when they talk about it now, we're like, oh, what assholes, you know, like, they can't do that.
Yeah.
But, they can do whatever they want.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so that would suck for us, and we're just mad because we're going there to get good deals when the dollar's good.
Yeah.
Anyway, these people are trying to leave their country to save their lives.
Exactly. Yeah.
Right? So, I don't know, you ought to look at it from many different angles, and I'm sure somebody could play devil's advocate anywhere, as you could with anything, but I still think it's definitely a sensitive topic still.
Yeah, and it's something that we will still talk about, I think, in this country, in our water coolers and workplaces throughout the country.
For sure. I'm kind of interested to see what plays out in 2016 and how you know, when they all do start coming, mm-hmm. what that looks like.
Yeah.
So it'll be exciting, I'm sure. But on to other things this Monday morning.
Yeah.
That's, you know, want to kind of set the week off a little on a nicer, calmer tone.
Sure.
I've been on this a bit of a health kick for the last maybe 2 years, going on 3 years now. And I've tried to remove meat from my diet.
So you're going meatless this Monday?
I'm gonna try. I have to be honest. I like meat, but I am gonna try. I've tried it before, and I don't do really well with. I don't do really well.
And
I've been able to get rid of red meat.
Okay, so when we talk about meat, that's the beef, chicken, pork, lamb, everything else that has meat, I guess. Fish, even.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, some people think of it differently, but I guess. I guess chicken is meat. Yeah.
So you said you've been without red meat.
Yes.
That's beef, I guess, right?
Yeah, but I did reintroduce it because, like I said, I work out. I go to the gym, so in order to gain muscle, I needed to up my protein, which I can't just get from chicken breast. And to be honest, I do like steak.
Yeah.
So I have a nice, lean piece of red, you know, nice steak once in a while. But otherwise, I really try to limit my red meat content, limit my pork, you know, those, you know, little conscious things like that.
So Meatless Monday is something that a lot of people engage in or subscribe to on this day of the week. And it's a good marketing tool, I guess, but it works for a lot of people, doesn't it? Because, I mean, it's only one day that you have to really skip
it's only
it, right?
It's only one day, and it's a great way to kind of, you know, introduce that, I guess, of what for one day, a small little snippet to your family, your children, and just to, you know, for yourself.
Yeah,
it's when you have to create a meal without meat, you're forced to get kind of, you know, creative.
But even if it's just one day a week, I mean, you could just make mac and cheese, say, or
oh yeah,
a salad,
that's gross. You're not going to just make mac and cheese. That's disgusting. I think the idea is to. is to make, like, you know, a wholesome vegetarian meal. Probably something with chickpeas and stuff like that.
Yeah, and I've been to vegan restaurants in town, and you can get protein through a lot of the things that they serve in vegan restaurants. So it's not, and if it's only one day a week, I mean, I don't see it being a problem.
Yeah, I know. You know what? I have to say, I'm not one, I don't love to cook. I don't love to, like, prepare stuff. So the whole vegetarian thing, it just didn't work for me. Because I would starve. All I would eat are salad and chickpeas and kidney beans. I can't get that creative with my food. You have to be really creative. And there's still some things I won't eat, even at my age.
Tofu?
Yeah, like, no. I haven't eaten tofu, and I'm not there yet.
Huh. I guess I'm one of those people that I'll eat, just look at me, I'll eat anything. And
you'll eat tofu?
Yeah, tofu's fine, yeah. I mean, it depends on how they make it, right? I mean, I'm not going to eat it just out of a box or something. But if they do something creative and make it look nice, say, well, I'm down with that.
Well, I have to try that out.
Yeah. I mean, there's
texture looks weird.
Well, there's a great vegan restaurant on Victoria and 34th, which I think you told me was owned by someone who came from our high school class.
Yeah, Chow, right?
Yeah, Chow is terrific. I mean,
we should... You know, no, I've had some vegetarian dishes and from people who can make them, and they're great. I would eat them more if I took a class. Maybe that's something we should look into. That would be interesting.
I don't know about classes. I mean, I wouldn't be very good in a class. I mean, maybe it'd be fun. I don't know.
It's one day. Yeah, of course it would be. Like, you learn and you make a dish and then you eat it.
I'm always afraid that I'll cut myself and then just ruin everyone's day. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm quite clumsy, so that's always been a fear of mine. But, I mean, since I've lived alone and I've been cooking for myself and children, I have not bludgeoned anyone or cut off any limbs. I still have all my fingers, which I should touch wood, because that's actually, like, quite shocking for me. I'm quite clumsy and accident prone. So.
And that's important to have all your fingers, right?
It really is.
Yeah.
You know, it's in this day and age, I think it really, it does prove to be beneficial.
Yeah, especially if you're typing or texting. Well, I guess texting, you just need your thumbs, right?
Texting, you just need your thumbs. But, well, no, but there's so many other things you do on your phone, right? You got to swipe left when you're on Tinder.
Are you on Tinder?
No, you know what? I don't frequent those sites. I will admit, I did it one time.
Okay, well, wait a minute. Tinder is a lot different than, say, like, Plenty of Fish.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Tinder's, like, the newest kind of, I'm going to say very lightly, dating site, because I don't know that that's what Tinder's about.
Yeah, Tinder, for people that don't know, it's a hookup site, right?
Pretty much, I would say, right?
Yeah. So you go in there, and then there's a geographical aspect to it.
Yeah, so they try and match you up with people in your area, which is kind of weird.
So have you been on Tinder?
When it first came out, but I used it for pure entertainment purposes.
Well, wait a minute. For some people, entertainment can mean different things.
I just, the profiles are really hilarious.
Oh, okay. So you wouldn't actually meet someone and, say, arrange to meet someone for entertainment?
No. I have no time for that.
Okay, well, let's get that out. Let's get that there so that people are clear.
No, not that kind of it. But I do have time to sit around and swipe if I've got nothing else to do. It's just interesting. The whole concept to me is really interesting. I'm not a Tinder user. I'm not any of those sites users. I used it in my earlier days when I first became single. But then I decided that I don't know that I care to meet anyone, and I really like my time alone. And sometimes men are really needy, and I don't really like that. So. I haven't gone back.
Yeah, okay, so let's talk about Tinder for just a sec, because this is something that we all hear about. You know, it's in the popular culture now. In terms of the sort of profiles that you'd see, what are some of the people in your neighborhood in Vancouver that you would see on there?
Well, you know, I have to tell you, because like I said, I haven't been on for so long. I have a friend, a guy, who uses it. And he'll let me swipe matches for him.
Yeah.
So I see the females that are on there, and I have to say, I'm scared for you guys. There's some real crazy, crazy women out there.
What did they look like, though?
Some of them look really good. Some of them look, well, like he says, too good, so she just gets a no.
Oh, wait a minute. So too good in terms of too good, like, for him, or like that's a fake photo?
No, like, I don't know if he means too good for him, or like she looks like too superficial.
Ah.
Right? So he would give them no's. When it comes to women, because he lets me swipe for him, right? I'm choosing purely based on their name.
Wait a minute. So if their name is like Mildred?
I don't like that name.
Okay, well then what if it's like Shaniqua?
Don't like that name either.
So what's a good name in your book?
It just depends. Like Jackie, obviously. There were like three of them and they got yeses for sure. So... So then, yes, Jackie's get automatic pass. And then other girls that have nice names that look suiting to them. There were a few girls with, like, tree hugger type names, like Aqua, and, you know, they got nose. Right,
tree
away.
Hugger.
Yes. Yeah. You know, weird names. There were people that were just really weird. You know, I'm not looking to hook up, so if that's what you're looking for, move on. Like, well, this is Tinder. Clearly you've gotten your lines mixed up.
Oh, yes.
On the wrong site.
So this friend of yours, if, it's not someone I know, I hope, is it?
No.
Okay, all right.
No.
So he would go on there, and when you, what is it, swipe left, swipe right, when you pick someone?
Yeah.
Is it swipe white or swipe
is
right?
I think it's swipe left for yes, or swipe left for no, and right for yes.
Okay, so let's say you pick someone. When does the hookup happen? Does that happen right away, or I guess you do have to schedule it, right?
Well, the actual, like, hookup.
Yeah, or like the meeting, like, if you will.
Well, see, what happens is you swipe, and then if that other person swipes you as a like as well, then you get this notification that you have a match.
Yeah.
And then you can decide from there if you want to talk to this person and plan, you know, something further.
Oh, okay, so it's not like an escort service where it happens.
No. It's like not as soon as you swipe, like you owe money. It's not like that. You know, there's still communication between that transaction and, you know, the next thing.
So these dates could happen, let's say, if one were on it tonight, Monday night, we could arrange for something, say, Friday, Saturday night.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. But yeah, see, what it's portrayed in the media is that it's something... Like, I saw this on the Conan O'Brien thing, when he signed up for Tinder, that it's something that happens right away, and that you arrange to meet, like, in an hour and a half.
I'm sure it could, but you know what? Like, to me, that's weird, and that's, like, again, another reason why the whole online thing just does not work for me. I find, like, people that I don't know that are overly aggressive, especially, you know, you just met somebody online, and now they want to meet you in, like, 2 hours. Give me a break. That's a bit weird.
But don't you think for some people, meeting and getting to know them is not really their concern? That's why they're on there? They just want to get it on, if you will.
I know. I guess so. I guess maybe, you know what? I'm a bit of a prude. I just can't do that. I need to have some sort of connection with somebody. It's weird.
And as your friend used it for those purposes where they just hooked up and that was it.
Well, he hasn't told me this. Mm. From what it looks like, he's looking for an actual girlfriend.
Like a long-term deal.
Yeah, he's looking for like a long-term deal. And this is not, I don't think this is not the only site he's on, I don't think. But it's the one that, like, we have the most fun with because he lets me choose. But I think he's actually looking for something long-term.
And he tells you that's hard nowadays?
He tells me it's hard. I see that it's hard. And it is. Have you used any of these?
No.
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't think so. Really, it's time consuming.
Yeah, my phone's a BlackBerry, and for years, there's one game that I want to really play on my BlackBerry, and I can't even download it because the software doesn't let me.
Oh, that's
so
bad.
I mean, I don't have any apps at all.
We won't even discuss you and your use of this BlackBerry, this thing you call a BlackBerry.
Well, no, I've got a new one, the new BlackBerry Classic, and it's terrific, but I still can't play Bejeweled on it for some reason.
Oh, my God. Okay.
So if I can't play Bejeweled, I guess I can't sign up for Tinder.
You absolutely cannot.
Yeah.
That's probably not going to work well together at all. At all. So, you know, not to digress from our Tinder
sure.
discussion, but, you know, just before I spoke to you, I was telling you, I bit into a hot pepper.
On purpose? No, not on purpose, yeah.
Not on purpose. So it was a shock to me. It's never happened before. I thought I was literally going to die. And I'm now, still have the worst heartburn.
What were you eating that you...
Just some leftover noodles from... You know that Chili Pepper House?
Okay, yeah, sure.
Kingsway and Rupert?
Yeah.
It's great. I love their food. Never have I bitten into a hot pepper, though.
Is it, by the way, that Chili Pepper House, is that what it's called, Chili Pepper House?
Yeah.
Is that, it's like that restaurant on Victoria and Kingsway, or Kingsway and Victoria, where it's Chinese food done sort of Indian style?
I think so, yeah, that's the concept.
Huh.
Yeah. That's exactly the same concept. And it's great.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
You just got to watch what you eat, you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, that's exactly the problem. I wasn't paying attention. And yeah, never again will I do that. That was horrid.
Yeah, I've had that with pepper seeds. But actually, the worst thing I've ever had, I was sitting at my desk, and I had a bottle of peppermint oil, and it ran out, of course. But there was still a little bit left, so I thought I'd take the top off.
Uh-oh.
And then when I took the top off, I guess it flicked upwards, and then the peppermint oil went into my eyes. And so I really thought I was going blind, like I was going to die, you know? So I know, I understand the feeling.
You know, it's not funny, because it just happened.
Then why are you laughing?
But it's... Because... You know that, like that split second when you're like, "Oh my god, I could be blind."
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I didn't use my sight the way I should have all these years, and now I'm going to be blind. All because of this peppermint oil.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, you got heartburn, but I mean, you know, you're still going to be able to use your esophagus, right?
Yeah, I hope so. I mean, I thought. I panicked, right? So I drank, I filled a wine glass full of milk.
Milk, yeah, that's what they say, yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, I'm lactose intolerant, so I know I'm going to pay for that eventually. So I was like, but you know what? It's worth it. I have to. I thought, wow, I didn't before this, I didn't think there was anything worse than childbirth. And then I bit into a hot pepper seed. And it was literally... the worst.
So a couple of weeks ago, I was, one of my favorite shows on television is CBS Sunday Morning.
Yeah.
And it's sort of like, they do profiles of people, like 60 Minutes, but it's more entertainment or, not entertainment, but more arts oriented. So you'll get like a profile by, I can't think of anyone off the top, like Wynton Marsalis, for example,
we'll
do a profile on someone. And they had done one on Judge Judy.
Oh, my favorite.
Yeah, and I was thinking about that. I was watching it because I know that you like that show a lot. And apparently, because I guess Oprah's no longer on daytime TV,
mm-hmm.
She's the biggest thing in ratings-wise and money-wise, right?
Oh, she's like, Judge Judy is so amazing. She's been on for 20 years.
Yeah.
She's actually in September celebrated 20 years anniversary on as Judge Judy on the Judge Judy show. But I've been watching her for so long. I think since she started on TV, and I just Have you ever watched? You haven't watched her shows, do you?
No, I don't watch it regularly. But I mean, when I saw the profile of her, I clicked on a bunch of things of hers, and watched a case or two or highlights. She's very entertaining. She obviously knows the law, she's got a great bullshit detector, which I think is just as important as knowing the law.
Oh, she's amazing. I was just actually when you said she how much money she pulls in. Makes $900,000 per workday.
Yeah, she works something like 40 days a year or something.
52 days per year.
Yeah.
She tapes her show and makes $900,000 for every day. Works out to about $47 million per year.
Is she still a judge, in real life, in a courtroom? Or does she just do the TV show?
No, she's strictly a TV show.
Yeah.
Because I saw she did talk about that in another interview that she did that I'd seen her in that she's strictly just TV now as far as I know.
And what makes her attractive to a lot of people on television is that she has no time for nonsense of the sort.
Well, yeah, pretty much. She's just she's all business, right? She's pretty tough. She has all these catchy little sayings, and I don't know, she kind of reminds you of maybe your own, she could be your own hard-ass grandparent or something, you know. I've heard her say some pretty funny things.
Yeah, she is very funny.
In court to people, right? But I think that's why she's so popular. She's just straight, so straight up. She shoots straight from the hip. She's honest, blunt, and she knows the law. She's fair, as fair as fair can be when it comes to, I know she worked in family law for a long time, so I know whenever there's cases on her show in regards to child support,
mm-hmm.
and it's, not the conventional order that we know it is to be, where it's like the mother that's paying child support, she'll scold her. Just as she would any other man who may not be paying their, child support. And she, it's just equal, fair justice. And people like to see that.
And that's why it's a big hit, isn't it? I mean, she obviously makes money because her ratings are high, but, I mean, they wouldn't pay her if her ratings were low.
Oh, yeah.
People watch the show. Yeah.
Keep a show. And not to mention, she's been married and divorced to the same man. Judge Jerry Seinlin.
And he was a judge on another show, wasn't he?
He was, People's Court.
Yeah.
For a short time. And he's a cute little man as well.
Is he hard-ass like she is?
He was, but he was, I think she's definitely a force to be reckoned with.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was the judge previous to Marilyn Million.
Yeah, there's a lot of these shows, aren't there? There's five or six of them.
There is a few. The only two main ones that I watch are Judge Judy and People's Court. But before there used to be, Judge Mathis. I think Judge Mathis is still on.
Judge Joe Brown?
Judge Joe Brown. I don't think he's on anymore. He still practices law.
And then there was Divorce Court, and then there's People's Court
Divorce
still.
Court is still on.
Yeah.
There's Paternity Court. There's so many, but, I just stick to what I know and what's good. And for me, that's Judge Judy.
Do you watch Maury?
Oh, I mean, how can I not? I feel like Maury's part of my family now.
Huh.
I like Maury. I'm not about his show topics are garbage. Because, he's just made a life of and living off this Who's My Baby's Father, which, I'm not interested in. But on the other note, these are people that are putting themselves on the show, but I have to say, he's a genius.
Well, is his show trashier than, say, Jerry Springer's show?
It's a tough debate.
Yeah.
I mean, I have some friends that just purely won't watch Maury because they feel like he's, like, exploiting black people and this, that, and the other. Mm-hmm. And I mean, to that I say, it's not only black people that are on there, number one.
Mm-hmm.
And two, there is a number that they call, right? Or on email, so that they can put themselves on this show and air their dirty laundry. Nobody's forcing them. He just gives them the platform. So, I don't know. I think, in a sense, I kind of feel like Jerry might even be worse. Not even so much, because we know that his is all an act at this point. That's just a, you know.
Yeah, someone walks out, and then right away they're fighting.
That's garbage. Yeah, we know that. Right. But Maury is just, I mean, I guess, in a sense, helping people find out who they're, but still profiting off it, too, because, of course, people love seeing people who don't know who their baby's fathers are, apparently. I'm over it.
Yeah.
And I've got two kids, I know who their father is, and that's all.
You don't need Maury Povich to tell you that.
I don't need Maury.
Yeah.
I sometimes look for the follow-up episodes. And to be honest, I keep Maury on in the morning because I keep it on my TV upstairs in my bedroom. It helps me gauge the time
when
I'm getting ready. You know, I don't know if you do that, but
no. It
helps me gauge time depending on where they are in the show because I don't always stop and look at the clock. It tends to give me a bit of anxiety.
See, that's why I always wondered on morning shows like the Today Show, or if you're watching here in Vancouver, Global Morning or CTV Morning Live, they always say the time. And like, it's a 15 after 7 a.m. And I always wondered why, because they don't say that at 6 p.m. or at 11 p.m. on the news.
Right.
And I guess because people aren't really watching, they're listening to the TV.
Exactly. You're just usually walking around doing stuff and, you hear that time. The only reason I don't watch the news stuff in the morning is because they put that news on, like, it's on a constant, like, cycle.
Yeah.
And I just haven't found anything in the morning that's, like, super great to watch anymore. Is breakfast television still on?
Apparently, yeah.
Yeah, see, like, come on, I'm not even, I don't know.
I once asked for the two hosts on Breakfast Television to come on the show to promote their show because realistically they're a number four show in a three channel market and I never heard back from them.
Bastards! What? Who are they?
Well, it's the guy with the white hair and then Jody Vance.
Oh right.
And Jody Vance is a great broadcaster.
But, lovely.
You know, I mean, I'd love for them to be on the show. I know Jody Vance has done the Todd Hancock podcast.
Yeah.
But, no, I never heard back from them, so to hell with them.
Yeah, that's pretty rude.
Yeah.
Well, shit on their show, then.
Yeah.
We don't need to watch Breakfast Television.
But I'll get on this Maury thing. Well, I'll get on the Judge Judy thing. What time is she on today?
Oh, my God. Well, you know what? 4 o'clock today.
All right. Well, I'll watch that today, then. How's that?
Oh, definitely. You have to. Judge Judy, I actually PVR it.
Ah, okay.
So, whatever I miss in the morning or while I'm at work, I watch. I literally stay up all night and power watch Judge Judy, or my weekends consist of just straight Judge Judy all day.
Well, I'll watch it and I'll let you know and we'll talk next Monday.
Oh, yes, definitely. It's something to tune into. Hopefully everybody else tries it out. I love Judy. So, I don't know what we have planned for next weekend, next week.
Yeah.
But I'm sure it'll be another great show.
It will.
That's Two Peas in a Podcast for Monday, November 30th.
In Vancouver, I'm Joseph Flanta.
And I'm Jackie Pierre. We'll be back in 7 days.